really wish I had a very simple and straightforward answer, but let's just use an anecdote or two to illuminate the absurdity of what's going on in the Islamic world at this moment over this video. Here you have Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah in Beirut, and he now issues a statement against this 14 minutes absurd video, and he says he's offended by this video, and he uses that video as an example of the aggression of the West. And my answer is, if you're so offended by a video, you live at some few miles removed from Syria, and you know that thousands of people are being killed in Syria, and you cannot manage any sympathy for them, but you can manage to be offended. So sometimes you feel that this kind of quickness to take offense that you see in parts of the Islamic world, and we've seen it repeatedly. We've seen it after Salman Rushdie wrote his novel. We've seen it after the cartoons crisis in Denmark. We've seen it over the film that Ian Hirsi Ali made in Holland. These are classic cases where people rev them up and people use these occasions in order to gain power or to make a point.
But to make that point, even if somebody is asking them to protest, there's obviously anger and frustration there that they're then able to rally. What do you think is really behind it?
Well, it's not difficult to get a crowd in Karachi, or to get a crowd in Cairo, or to get a crowd in Ramallah. I mean, you have young people, they are very disgruntled, they're very angry, they're unemployed, they have no hope. And sometimes when you look at the attacks on these embassies, there's a kind of irony to these attacks on American embassies in particular, and sometimes on Western embassies beyond the United States as well. These are the same embassies to which these young people come on a daily basis sometimes, begging for a visa in order to leave the blighted lands that they live in. And then these are also the very same embassies that they want to set to the torch. So it tells you something about the contradictions of the Islamic world and the crisis of the young. It really is, and there is a demographic explosion that we have seen in the Islamic world.
Let's start even with Cairo, where the protests did start. Some of the same people that probably were rallying at the embassy were also demonstrating in Tahrir Square during the fall of Hosni Mubarak. Does it have anything to do with frustration within their own country as opposed to with the United States or with this particular video?
There's an Arabic proverb I've always liked, which says, "I speak to my daughter-in-law so my neighbor could hear me." Sometimes these young protesters, they wish to take on their own governments, but the roots of dissent in that world are not so easily open. So here comes a video. Very few of these people have seen that video directly, but nevertheless, they stand there eager to be offended, and you see the consequences of this kind of the crisis of orientation. And in Egypt, this is the world's oldest bureaucracy. In a place like Egypt, the responsibility of the government is much heavier than in a very disordered place like Libya. When I watched the Libyans, I think there was something about the Libyan protests other than these murders in Benghazi. You can understand the disorder, you can understand the breakdown in Libya in a way that you can't in Egypt.